How do you better a performance like Saturday?
Well, it's going to be difficult. Obviously, we went there and they were in great form going into it. And, you know, it's a difficult place to go because of their physicality and, you know, the way that they play at home is very intense. So the way that we went there and put on a performance like we did, you know, is going to be hard to beat. But, you know, we've said it on a couple of times now this season when we beat Sheffield Wednesday, then when we beat Sheffield United in the second half, that we've set ourselves kind of the benchmark. And it's kind of every now and then we kind of raise it. Then Bradford at home, you know, beating them 3-0 obviously in the FA Cup, you know, we raise the performance again. And then I think Saturday's probably the highest we've been at, to be honest, all season. And, you know, I think now that we can see what we can achieve, you know, we need to try and emulate that week in, week out if we can.
Do you think this squad is capable of doing that? Because it obviously brought to an end, in the league at least, a winless run.
Yeah, of course. I think that the squad that the gaffer's built, you know, I think that, you know, we're sitting seventh in the league and we haven't, you know, probably played as well as we want to in all of our games. And, you know, maybe that's maybe sort of acclimatising to the league, or, you know, I don't know why that is, but I think that with everybody fit and playing to their maximum, I think that we've got one of the best squads in this league. And, you know, like performances like obviously Saturday against Stevenage and Bradford at home the week before, you know, if we can maintain that, then we're going to win a lot more than we lose.
And on Saturday, I suppose the first 10 minutes aside, and even then it was there were swings and roundabouts. I mean, you've bossed it, haven't you? I mean, that was almost total domination down there.
Yeah, I thought it was. I mean, I thought that I don't think we really ever looked like conceding a goal. You know, in the first 10 minutes, like you say, maybe they had a bit more possession, they had a bit kind of maybe a bit more drive in the first 10 minutes, but, you know, they're at home and you're going to expect that with a team that like that there. But, you know, after that, we grew into the game and, you know, I thought that we played some really good stuff, to be honest with you. And, you know, I thought that we kind of looked like a top six team in that game, you know. And I thought that during the game, like I say, it was enjoyable. And, you know, I think that probably could have been more than three. But, you know, we'll take 3-0 away from home against a team that hasn't lost in five at home. So it's a great victory, and now we've got to look to build on that.
Do you believe over the course of the next 3 or 4 weeks you almost have to get those wins to re-establish yourself as a potential for the playoffs this season?
Yeah, I think, I mean, the you know, this week was important because, you know, we could have been out of two cups and maintained, you know, this little run that we had in the league, and to come out of it, to have beaten your local rivals in an FA Cup, and then, you know, to go away from home. And obviously, you know, we didn't play well on Tuesday against Hartlepool, but we've done that to teams this year and lost, and it was nice, kind of, it was on the other foot, if you know what I mean, that we maybe didn't play to our full capacity, but, you know, we grinded out a result. And then to go there on Saturday, you know, again, is a great performance. So we've come out of it with three wins in this week, and we've got to look at that and say, right, you know, these are the levels that we need to achieve. And over the next few weeks, we've got some tough games coming up. You know, going into the Christmas period, if you'd have said to anyone that we're around the playoffs coming into the Christmas period in our first season back in League One, then I think you'd have bit their hands off. So, you know, with this squad, and I'm sure the gaffer's looking to make it better. So we, you know, we know what we've got to do, and we know that, like we said, that the last three games we've set our benchmark, and we can't drop below that now.
He speaks all the time about, I suppose, potential additions. But surprised to see Nardiello go.
Well, you know, for what Nard has done for the club, I think that he'll always be, you know, go down as a great player for this football club because of his achievement last year. So, you know, but the gaffer's obviously wants to go in a different direction, and whoever he brings in, you know, obviously has got to be kind of better than Nard's, because obviously, you know, Nard has had his his goal scoring record there last year, you know, helped us get promotion. So, you know, I think that the fans know that Nard's gave a lot to this football club, and I'm sure that, you know, when he goes to Bury, he'll also go there and play well. And, you know, but, you know, as a football club, the manager makes the decision that he wants to go in a different direction. And, you know, at the end of the day, we got promoted last year, and, you know, the gaffer's brought in some excellent players. And, you know, long may that continue.
What about you? How are you assessing your own form and contribution right now?
I'm playing well. I'm enjoying it. Obviously, you know, I had a bit of a, you know, a bad time when we played MK Dons, but before that I was playing well, and it just wasn't really happening for me. And then MK Dons, you know, it's well documented, I've said it all along, that I should have scored, and, you know, it affected me a little bit after that. But, you know, I had good meetings with the gaffer, and the lads kind of, you know, get you through it. And I think, you know, since then I've kind of got back to where I was before that game, and, you know, obviously my assists have been good in the last few games, and, you know, I scored against Bradford, and maybe thought, didn't think I was offside, obviously, in the one at Hartlepool, which I scored in again. But, you know, I've got to get out of my head kind of as an individual that, you know, I want to score goals, but I'm not going to score every week. And what I do for the team, hopefully, you know, is my setting up goals and helping the team out. And, you know, as long as I'm playing well, and the gaffer's seeing what I'm doing and he believes in me, then, you know, that's got to be enough for me.
Yeah, I was going to say, it must be an interesting balance psychologically, because everyone talks about your role and your contribution to the team overall and the fact that it's hugely important, but you're a striker.
Yeah.
You want to score with that as well.
Of course. You know, I'm no different to, you know, a Premier League striker or someone that wakes up on a Sunday morning. At the end of the day, you want to go and score goals. You know, it doesn't matter what your role is as a player, as a striker, you want to score goals because that's what you've done all your life. And, you know, I'm no different to that. I want to, you know, I wake up on a Saturday morning and I envision yourself scoring. So you don't envision yourself winning your flick-ons, but you're winning yourself, you know, you envision yourself scoring. And obviously, to me, that is important. So, you know, when I don't score, obviously I do get, you know, you do kind of get down in yourself. But I think that with the way that the manager wants me to play, and the way that I think I have been playing, it kind of is, you know, I realise what my role is, and it's not all about goals. At the end of the day, we've got a goal scorer, and we obviously with Nards, we had one. You know, we've got a goal scorer in Tubbsy, and I'm sure that the gaffer will be looking to bring in another goal scorer. So, you know, if I can help someone come in, get 20 goals this season and we get promoted, to be honest with you, if I'm doing what the gaffer wants and the people can see what I'm doing to help the club and to help the lads, then, you know, for me, I'm doing my job. And, you know, when I do score, then that for me is a massive bonus. But I won't ever stop going into the positions to score. I won't ever stop trying. I won't ever stop working, because that's not in my nature. And, you know, I think that anyone who knows me knows that I would do that.
Interestingly, some of the players that you mentioned there maybe haven't got the goals that they would have wanted right now, but Kieran Agard has. Could he be the, ultimately going forward, that foil with you in a front two? Because obviously at the minute he's playing out wide.
Yeah, well, to be honest with you, he's been fantastic, Kieran. You know, he comes in, works every day. It's a cliche in football, you know, he comes in every day, works hard, does his finishing, but he really is like that, you know, and he deserves everything. Every success that he's getting at the minute, because he does work so hard. And I think when he first came, he kind of bided his time, didn't get frustrated, and now he's reaping the rewards. And if the manager decides to play him up front, then obviously, you know, he's got 9 goals to back him up with that. You know, I think that the thing about Kieran is, with his work rate and his energy, that, you know, when he does play wide right, you can give him the ball, and he can run from his own corner flag with the ball to the opposition's corner flag, and it just relieves so much pressure. So he's done brilliantly out there. But like you say, I think that, you know, maybe the gaffer would look at that. You know, I don't know who or if the gaffer wants to bring anyone in. But you know, it's a massive club, and it's a good squad of players that we've got at the minute. So I'm sure that the gaffer wants to improve that, because, you know, from what we've seen, we believe that what we've got here at the minute is good enough to get promoted. You know, we all believe that. We wouldn't be playing otherwise. And the gaffer wouldn't be picking us if he didn't believe we were good enough. So, you know, as a squad, we believe that we can get promoted. And, you know, whoever the gaffer decides to bring in has got to add to that.